RNIB Northern Ireland held its virtual summer camp with lots of sessions on a whole host of topics for blind and partially sighted children, young people and their families. We're going to look back at one of the sessions and also going to tell you about an up-and-coming event as well. Now, joining me today, we have Charlene and Brooke. Charlene, I'm going to come to you first of all. You're with the Children, Young People and Families team in Northern Ireland. So how successful was the summer camp this year?
I have to say, with the restrictions of obviously COVID-19 at the minute, it was a big learning curve for us to move from face-to-face events to online events. But the transition seemed to go really well, and we give a lot of IT information to families to be able to safely access some of those online sessions. So personally, and from the team's perspective, I think it went really, really well. And now we're going on with our Shape and Share events coming up in October, November and December.
Okay, we'll talk about the Shape and Share shortly. There were lots of different events over a few days with the virtual summer camp. Brooke was involved in that as well. Thanks for joining us, Brooke.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself then, because you're the beautician.
So I'm officially impaired. Well, actually, I'm registered blind. So I've studied beauty therapy. I'm actually doing hairdressing at the minute too. I've done level 2 and level 3 beauty therapy. Now I'm doing level 2 hairdressing. And I've been doing makeup for years, like just learning from YouTube, doing my own makeup, doing friends and family makeup for like events and stuff like that. And I've also done a few events with Menkep and RNIB, of course, the recent one being summer camp one. But yeah, I have a YouTube channel, so the channel's called Brooklyn's Beauty Corner. I'm doing like makeup reviews, makeup tutorials, just all different videos. And I might actually include some tips and tricks for visually impaired people like myself.
What were you doing on the virtual summer camp?
So basically, I was just like sharing tips and tricks about makeup for young, partially sighted and blind girls in RNIB for a step by step for a simple makeup look. So say for starting out with like primer, finishing off with like lipstick, mascara, and just telling everyone like the tips and tricks and all details about what products they'll need for their skin, stuff like that, and what colours will suit them.
Now I'm not sitting here with any makeup, but give me a couple of hints and tips then. What would you say is your top 3 tips for putting on makeup?
So get a magnifying mirror or get one of them handheld mirrors are really handy. I find like the compact mirrors help me out because I can hold them up close and see what I'm doing. And also magnifying mirrors are really, really good for people who have visual impairment to people throughout because you get a close-up view of what you need to see to do your makeup. And also for someone who's like completely blind, I would say just using your sense of touch and stuff and getting someone to check over the makeup. And the second tip is like for choosing your shade of foundation, I would definitely say go to a counter, get colour match. Well, I'm not sure if you can do it now because of this COVID nonsense. So yeah, definitely get colour match. Go to either Estée Lauder or MAC and then get a sample of what colour like the beauty counter specialist thinks you are. And if you want to bring someone with you like your parent or your sister or your friend, and they can actually help your color match. Say if you want to buy like an expensive foundation, you can go into the likes of Superdrug and then get the Revolution foundation. The Revolution concealing the fine foundation is really good for like a drugstore affordable option. Get your friend to kind of help you decide what color you are. And also the third tip is like just practice different looks. Go onto YouTube, look at different makeup tutorials, start with a simple look. Just don't go into like a full-blown cut crease, crazy makeup look. Go for like a simple, like everyday look what's doable for like starting out, like for beginners it's doable. I recommend for a YouTuber you want to like follow, Fashionista. She's really good for sharing tips and tricks about makeup for people who are visually impaired.
Are people surprised when they talk to you and find out you're registered blind but you're sort of into the makeup and hair?
Yeah, they're like, oh my goodness, how are you able to do all that? And I'm just like, well, it's all close-up work. Like, I'm able to, my sight's better when it's close-up compared to further away. If I had to, like, look like a very far away mirror and try to see what I'm doing, there's no chance. But if it's close-up, I'm able to see what I'm doing. But, like, people are really surprised. They're always like, how are you able to get your makeup looking so nice and your hair and all? And, like, cause it's all close-up work and I'm just lucky enough to have that level of sight where I can do it reasonably well.
Just remind us of your YouTube channel, Brooke, if people wanted to have a look.
Yeah, so my YouTube channel is called Brooklyn's Beauty Corner. So it's spelled like B-R-O-O-K-E-L-Y-N-N-E Beauty Corner, and it's on YouTube, so search that name and you'll find it. So I just have a wide range of videos. Don't look at my older videos because they are embarrassing. Or like, more recent ones, I remember watching, like, do it sort of from a channel a few months ago and watching them back, and I'm like, oh my goodness, why did I get all like that?
It sounds a lot of fun, Brooke, and obviously you took part in the summer camp as well, which, Charlene, as you say, was a huge success. You're looking to take these further. You mentioned a Shape and Share event.
So it's a UK-wide Shape and Share, and we're doing things like meeting Santa online, and Santa also posts out a gift, because obviously he can't do face-to-face visits at the moment. He'll sing some songs. Hopefully then Santa might send a letter back to some of the kids as well in their alternative formats. We're doing a Halloween event. We're doing a Messy Muddy event. We're doing sports events. We're doing a Disney event where we have Joe Kenny, who used to work for RNIB and does some Connect music live sessions. And Andrea Begley, who's our spokesperson for RNIB, is going to do some of the music for the soundtrack of the Disney Complex Needs session. We're doing yoga. And we also have them in the evenings and the weekends to suit families. We're doing one-to-one music lessons as well. Music time with Shane Harvey, who's a music therapist for children with complex needs. We're doing parent information evenings.
And you'll get to sleep at some point as well.
Yeah, between all this, yeah. Oh, no, it's really good. It was great in the sense of, because of the situation that we're in at the moment and everybody is virtual, we have worked really well with our partners and our children and family officers across the water. So it's been great to be able to work together as a wider partnership and CYPF team. So we're able then to utilize all our skills and our talents.
Fantastic. It's going to be a packed schedule of events. If people would like to learn more about it, Charlene, or get in touch, they want to take part, what's the best way to do that?
Because we're doing it UK-wide, the best way to do it is to go to the RNIB website and go to the Children and Families and Young People section. And in that, there's an events part. If you go into there, you'll have the full calendar of all the events, what the activity is and how to take part. And then there'll be a booking link. And if you click into that link, fill your information, and then it'll automatically get linked to our RNIB CYPF mailbox.
So head to rnib.org.uk and get involved. To Brooke and to Charlene, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.